a welcome to our guests and a special welcome also to the Lorium congregation. It's great, as I was thinking about it, that we can gather together as sister and brother churches, where in so many parts, at times within our group, people want to fight. And that we can gather together on Wednesday nights during Advent and Lent and worship together in peace and harmony. It's one of those things that's very special. And so thank you to the Lorium congregation for doing that with us and for our people for doing that and heading up there to do that. It's a wonderful time when we can come and worship together. This evening we're going to continue our season of Advent, a time as we look forward to the return of Jesus Christ, and also a time when really we as human beings prepare for Christmas, to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. And as we go through the text for this evening, we will see that there are some questions that are asked to Jesus and by Jesus. And we will find out that there are questions that we even deal with today. And we have to come to some sort of answer to these questions. And it really comes down to what the Sunday school answer is. Now, for those of you who may not have heard this story, and I was given it by somebody else, but it's a story about a Sunday school teacher who walks into her classroom and says, "You know, there's this thing. It's got two ears that stick above its head, and it's got little whiskers, and it wiggles its nose, and it hops about. You know, what is that?" And one of the little boys looks at his Sunday school teacher and says, "Well, it sounds like a bunny, but this is Sunday school, so it must be Jesus." And that really becomes the answer to the questions. Because that really is the answer to life. And He is the light. The problem is a lot of times we as human beings want to look for something bigger or better or big, flashier or more important. And that's not how Jesus came. And so, what we really have to come to the understanding of is Jesus is our Messiah. And that we've been given everything in Him. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. Reading in Jesus' name. "Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, 'Art thou that should come? Or should we look, or do we look for another?' Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he, soever that shall not be offended by in me.' And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, 'What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Amen. Our text for this evening comes right after Jesus had sent out the 12 with his power and in his name to do miracles and to preach the gospel to the people. And all this had been seen by John the Baptist. He had heard about it while he was in prison, and he wants to know. And so he sends his disciples, people that were followers of John, to find out about Jesus. Are you the Messiah? Now when John in prison had heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one? Or shall we look for someone else?" And this is really where the title of the message came from. Are you the Messiah? Are you the one? Are we supposed to look for something else? And it is the very thing that John wants to know about. And I find this really interesting as I was reading this text and studying it, because I think it tells us a lot about human nature. And not the good side of human nature, but the sinful side. Because I'm going to make a leap from this text to the baptism of Jesus and show how things really were, and to really show what John already knew. Because I think this is very interesting. This is much later now in Jesus' ministry and right at the end of John's. And so from John chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, "The next day he saw Jesus coming and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And this is he on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who has higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'" Now we also have to realize there that John the Baptist was born before Jesus Christ. And so in that very statement, John is acknowledging that Jesus has existed from before time. And then coming out of Matthew, which is also about Jesus' baptism, Matthew 3, 13 through 17, "Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answering said to him, 'Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' And he permitted him. And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on it as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" John the Baptist had a history with Jesus Christ. Jesus' mother went and visited his mother while they were still in the womb. They were cousins. Jesus was baptized by John, and John proclaimed him to be the Lamb of God who will take away the sin of the world. John saw the Spirit descend upon Jesus and heard the words of God himself proclaiming, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." And yet, John, in the last days of his life, sends his disciples and asks the question, "Are you the expected one? Or shall we look for someone else?" And in this question, we hear John's own words about Jesus indicate that he knew who he was. And yet I feel that it's something that all of us at times end up doing. Our flesh is weak. And we sometimes sit and wonder, well, is Jesus really the answer? I don't know many. I sit and talk to many people in my ministry, and many times you hear the doubts. And I think sometimes we're not honest about the doubts that we have. Are they sinful? Yes. Are they forgiven? Yes. But are they real? Yes. And I think that there is time that we need to get honest with these things and be honest with one another. Sometimes we look at people from afar and go, man, don't they have it together. Look at their lives. They're such willing servants of God. They do everything. And yet as you get to know them, you find out that they sit in the same boat as you. They serve, yes, but they serve because it is God working through them. They still have the same doubts and fears that we all have. And so, our Savior has come to us in the flesh. Has come in the person of Jesus Christ. Many times we want something much more flashy. Well, why didn't He come now? He could have had multimedia, television, computer. Everybody could have known Him instantly what was going on. He came 2,000 years ago. In a backwards place. In nowhere in the new Roman Empire. To a really backwards people in a lot of cases. And yet, this is what God chose to do. And He didn't come as a great king. He didn't come with a lot of fanfare. He came in a little town, born in a manger, born in a stable, and He didn't come as a conquering king. He came as a servant. Oh, He conquered a lot of things. But what we see in the gospel of Jesus Christ when we look at His life is someone who served and loved people. But the question remains for us as we examine the answer of Jesus. We can find comfort in the fact that Jesus does not condemn John. Even in the midst of the struggle that John is having, he's in prison. I don't know if he knows this at this time, but he's about to die. Jesus doesn't condemn him for his questions. Instead, this is what Jesus answers to His disciples. Go and report to John what you have seen. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. The poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who keeps from stumbling over me. Jesus tells John's disciples to go and tell him. Go see, go tell him what they have seen. It's very interesting because as I was thinking about this, I was like, why doesn't Jesus say, yes, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Messiah, just take it for that. But He's talking to John, the last of the Old Testament prophets. Someone who knew what the promise was from the Old Testament. And what He does is He gives a litany of the things and the services that He has performed. Sight to the blind. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. And the dead are raised. These are the things that Jesus and His disciples do in Jesus' name, and they do it for the glory of God. Now, John, are you going to believe? And that's really the question that we have to struggle with. It's the underlying question that Jesus not only asked John, but asked the multitude that he's about to address. And He asks us. It's the question that we all have to deal with. The reason that we come here. This is the reason that each time that I get up in this pulpit, and I know Travis and Marky for sure, when they get up here, they proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because our flesh is weak. And we need to hear the promises of God. And Arvo also, I apologize. But this is the thing that we all need to hear. All the time. Oh, and there's Dennis back there too. Man, you guys are all over the place. But this is the thing that we all need to be reminded of all the time, because our flesh starts to come at us and go, well, are you really forgiven for that? Was Jesus really strong enough to forgive your sin? And we start to doubt ourselves. And then we may mess up when we're in the midst of messing up. We're going, well, see, you're not a very good Christian. And our flesh starts to bring us into question. And so each and every day, each and every week, we need to hear this proclamation. The proclamation that the impossible happens through Jesus Christ. The deaf hear. The blind can see. The lepers are cleansed. And the dead are raised. And you are raised. And Jesus is your Messiah. And then Jesus goes on to address the multitude. And as these were going away, Jesus began to speak to the multitude about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and one who is more than a prophet. This is the one whom it is written, behold, I send a messenger before your face who will prepare the way. John is no ordinary man. But it's very interesting how Jesus questions the crowd. What did you go out to see? The bulrushes float in the wind on the river? No. You went out for something. You went out to hear something. Did you go out to see a guy that was dressed up very nice? In snazzy duds? Looking good? Well, if you did, you missed the boat. He was dressed in camel hair and wore a leather belt around him. And his food wasn't all that good either. No, you went out to hear something. But why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes. They went out to hear the prophet proclaim the word of God to them, to call them into repentance, to call them to change their mind. And then those who were lucky enough to be there at the time of Jesus' baptism got to hear that their sin was going to be taken away, not ceremonially washed in water from the Jordan, but washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And so now we can ask questions. Why are we here? Did we come to see the snowfall? To feel the cold? Is it here to see someone who's well dressed? I hope not, because that's not the case. Did we come to hear the word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed to us? And this is the reason that we gathered together, so that we can hear the reassurance that we indeed are forgiven by our Savior through His blood. The thing that we need to be reminded of constantly, because we do struggle. And in the midst of the struggles of life, we wonder, well, is God really for me? Yes, He is for you. He is all the way for you. And He will be with you until the end, and then beyond the end. Did we come to hear about Jesus who is a good teacher or a prophet? Or did we come to hear about our Messiah, our Savior? If we look back to the list that was given by Jesus about the things that happened in His ministry, we know that He is much greater. Much greater than John. John, who was one that was prophesied by the prophets of old. He was the messenger sent before. And John is a great man to look up to. But John is just that. A man. And we can see from our text, he has the same fears and doubts that we had. And needed to hear the reassurance that Jesus Christ was His Messiah, His Lord, His Savior. And this can be like us. We too need to hear that same message. Believe your sins forgiven in the name and shed blood of Jesus Christ. And then Jesus gives us this promise. Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. When you believe that message, and you understand that yes, indeed, Jesus is my Messiah, my Savior, you even leave John the Baptist in your dust. That is the promise given. Chosen to put you there. Believe the gospel. Believe your Messiah. And the dead are raised. And in Him we have ultimate victory. And the end can come. And we have no fears. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray.